Okay, so that's it for the preliminaries. Let's talk elections. David Holly, why don't we start with kind of the big one, the governor's race?
Sure. It's interesting to me that Tom Corbett is in such deep and desperate trouble and has been for a couple of years. And he's a guy whose politics are not, you know, terribly out of touch with those of the state. It's sort of a moderate to conservative state. You know, we elect a lot of Republicans to state legislative positions and to Senate seats and House seats. And I think there are a couple of things that work for him. He came in as a prosecutor, not really as a politician. He ran for governor because that was the next step up. But he didn't come in with any particular agenda, and he hired a lot of prosecutors. And what prosecutors do, if you think about it, is they build a case. And when you build a case, you do it methodically and quietly, and you don't talk about it to anybody. And then when it's done, you present it to a jury. You're confident that in the end, your hard work will be vindicated. And that's exactly what politics is not about. I mean, he came into a job where he had to work with the legislature to get his agenda done. And the way you do that is there's a back and forth constantly. You keep them in the loop. You don't shut them out. And you're out there selling yourself. Now, he came in with some real fiscal stresses, for sure, and made some policy decisions. He was going to not try and maintain the education funding that Rendell had boosted it to, and instead made some corporate tax cuts. He had some policy decisions, but he didn't go out and talk about it to anybody. And so a narrative took over, which is that Tom Corbett is cutting education funding and doing it in a big way, and it's hurting schools, and it's driving up property taxes. And he just didn't get out there. His press secretary literally did not return reporters' phone calls for months. And so he didn't get what politics was about. And I think the other part of it is, I don't think he realized kind of the policy challenges of running a state government. I mean, people like to dump on Republicans, and I think there's a place for good, for the Republican kind of resistance to the growth of government. I think that spending ought to be scrutinized, and I think a lot of what he stood for can be a healthy balance sometimes. But you got to get into the details. I mean, you look at Donna Cooper, who was Ed Rendell's policy director. Incredibly, I mean, some of you probably know Donna. I mean, she'd had quite a resume before she started. Incredibly smart, incredibly energetic. She irritated people, but boy, did she know her stuff in incredible detail. Corbett appointed a very nice young woman named Jennifer Brandstetter, who just wasn't the same. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of policy depth anywhere. And so I think he wasn't prepared to engage at all, and he got behind politically. And then the other thing, of course, is Penn State. I mean, it's those of us here in Philadelphia, I think, have a hard time appreciating what the Penn State scandal did to Corbett's standing in a lot of traditionally Republican areas. Not the critique that he was slow bringing a child predator to justice, but that he went after Joe Paterno. And we don't really pay that much attention around here, but people know that as a member of the Board of Regents in Penn State, when that whole thing broke, he went out, he was supported going after Joe Paterno and the investigation that held Penn State liable for all kinds of stuff. And there's just a lot of folks out there that just aren't going to back him. So he just came into this race in a terrible, terrible fix. And here came Tom Wolf, nice guy, money in those ads, beautifully produced ad by a Philadelphia political consultant, Saul Shore. The Jeep, different kind of governor. You just could not like the guy. And so he's not Tom Corbett. And here he is, I mean, on the doorstep of election, 13 points ahead according to the most recent poll.